WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. At least 28 people have been hurt after a driver drove a vehicle into a crowd in Munich, Germany. The suspect, an Afghan asylum seeker, has been arrested. Hamas now says it will release three Israeli hostages as scheduled this week, paving the way toward resolving a major dispute over the Gaza ceasefire. A federal judge granting the Trump administration the green light to move forward with those buyouts for federal workers. However, now it's too late for those who didn't act.
This morning, the window for the more than 2 million federal employees to accept the buyout offer is now closed, as Elon Musk and his Doge team cut the government's workforce under the direction of President Trump. More than 73,000 people accepting that offer before the final email last night.
ABC's Perry Russum. President Trump says he and Russian President Vladimir Putin have agreed to begin negotiations on ending the war in Ukraine. Trump has been noncommittal as to whether Ukraine would be an equal participant in talks. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. The reckless homicide case against Javarius Hurd will remain in adult court. The 17-year-old is accused of attacking Corey Prue at the Lincoln Hills Youth Facility. Investigators say Prue was trying to restrain Hurd when he fell and hit his head on a hard surface. Prue was rushed to a hospital and died a few hours later. A new superintendent for Milwaukee Public Schools. Tuesday night, the MPS board selected former Boston Schools Superintendent Brenda Casilius. She'll succeed the district's last permanent superintendent, Keith Posley, who resigned last summer after MPS failed to report critical financial data to the state. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is selling two-year-old oak seedlings. The agency says the seedlings from four species are available because of a high-quality acorn crop and harvest in 2022. The minimum order is 300 seedlings. More information is available at the DNR website. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 12 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, 4 below. Tomorrow, snow in the afternoon, and that snow will continue tomorrow night into Saturday, and it could be heavy with 4 to 6 or more inches possible by the time everything winds down late Saturday. You can be the barbecue master of your neighborhood with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Wicked good at GrandpasBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 4 above.
99.7
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM, 703. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. We're helping out the pizza lovers this Valentine's Day. Win your date night dinner with a pizza from Papa Murphy's and earn for a chance to win a lover's day at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast. Want in? Use the free Civic Media app and text us a keyword SWEET, S-W-E-E-T, for your chance to win a Papa Murphy's pizza and an overnight stay at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast. Again, this hour's keyword is SWEET, S-W-E-E-T. Text that in via the free Civic Media app. Here is Modern English on Max FM.
Making love to you was never second best. I saw the world crashing all around your face, never really knowing it was always mesh and lace. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen the difference and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt with you. We should know better. Dream of better lives, the kind which never hate. We should see. Trapped in a state of imaginary grace. We should know better. I made a pilgrimage to save this human's race. Sad long gone by. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen the difference and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt with you.
changes, but it's getting better all the time. There's nothing new and I won't do. I'll stop the world. I'll stop the world and melt with you. The future's open wide. Getting better all the time. There's nothing new and I won't do. Let's stop the world. I'll stop the world and melt with you. Let's stop the world. I'll stop the world and melt with you.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM 707 on Thursday morning. This key hour's keyword is sweet, S-W-E-E-T. Text that into the free Civic Media app before 8 o'clock this morning for a chance to win a Papa Murphy's pizza in our daily giveaway and an overnight stay at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast. Again, text in sweet, S-W-E-E-T. Here is Stevie Nicks and Tom Petty on Max FM.
Dragon Ball. Wakey, wakey.
What is this?
Wakey, wakey.
Wakey, wakey, rise and shine.
But first,
turn on the radio.
Can I turn on the radio?
Can I turn on the radio?
Hey, mind if I turn on the radio?
Turn the radio on.
You guys mind if I turn on the radio?
Just shut up and turn the radio on.
Yeah, put the radio
Just
on.
Turn the radio on.
Happy World Radio Day.
Okay, everybody, it's showtime.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. 7:12 on Thursday morning. Yes, it is National Radio Day. We'll talk about calendar days at 8:40 this morning, but couldn't pass that one up this morning. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, sunny with a high of 13. Wind chill values between 10 below and 0. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 3 below. Wind chill values between 10 and 15 below 0. Tomorrow, snow is likely in the afternoon, increasing clouds, a high of 25. Friday night, snow continues with a low of 18. Saturday morning, snow continues, mostly cloudy, a high of 28. We're looking at possibly 4 to 6 inches Friday into Saturday. We are actively monitoring this situation and will provide updates as needed. As a reminder, if you do have closings, cancellations, or delays, you should email those to info@max.fm. We will talk about those on air and share them on our social media pages as well. We, again, will continue to monitor that tomorrow. We also are helping out the pizza lovers this Valentine's Day. Win your date night dinner with a pizza from Papa Murphy's and enter for your chance to win a lover's stay at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast. Do you want in? Use the free Civic Media app and text us in this hour's keyword. Emily, what is our keyword this hour?
This hour, our keyword is sweet, but only two E's. S-W-E-E-T. Please text in the word sweet through the Civic Media app. Smash that mouse and then go ahead and down on the bottom right, there is a spot that you can hit text, and then you just write out the word sweet with two E's, S-W-E-E-T. But if you want to say it like I do, go for it. Sweet. That's kind of a 90s thing. Anyways.
Yes, it is.
Wish you luck to win. Sweet. How many different ways do you say that?
Me too. I've been looking forward to this since 4:30 this morning. So.
I know. Yeah, I love that. Anyways, anywho, yeah, we're definitely helping out the pizza lovers and everybody who's looking to celebrate Valentine's Day tomorrow, overnight at a bed and breakfast at the Ringling House, and or chance to win if you text in sweet. But otherwise, you have a bigger chance to win a pizza today from Papa Murphy's, which is so awesome because you can build your own pizza, which is sweet.
Yes, it is. One thing we do want to make everyone aware of this morning is that we do have one school closing to report, and this is not due to weather. St. John's Lutheran School in Portage is closed today. All after-school sporting events are canceled due to illness within their school system. Again, St. John's Lutheran School in Portage is closed today due to illness. All after-school activities are canceled as well. So, you know, I didn't expect to be talking about that this morning, but we wanted to make sure we pass that along. We actually jumped on air a little earlier this morning because we did have an incident up on the interstate as well. So we do constantly monitor this stuff, and obviously we do break in if needed or get an earlier start in the morning if needed as well. Now, Emily, we're talking Valentine's Day today, and that is tomorrow. So you have a little bit of time to get that special someone something. And if you celebrate, you should probably have a gift by now. But if you don't worry. There are plenty of quick options that can make it seem like you're thoughtful. There's an article online that claims to have the best and worst Valentine's Day gifts, but the rationale behind them is a little shaky. See what you think. And we're going to talk about what the best gifts are. And Emily, I'm not so sure on this list. I'm going to just say that right now.
These aren't the things you're going to buy Wendy, huh?
Negative. Maybe one of them on this list. And
let me guess. Number two, chocolate. The gift of chocolate can be traced back to the Mayans, who viewed cacao, the main ingredient in chocolate or cacao, I'm not sure how to say that, as a heart opener. That's pretty cool. I like that a lot. I like that history moment. I think it's cacao. So sorry about that. Little morning differential on how to pronounce things. That's all right.
Yeah.
So yeah, chocolate. Is that the one you're thinking that would be something you would go for?
Yeah, I'm thinking so, and I'm thinking that's the only one I would honestly go for on this list because Number three is scarves. They represent a strong spiritual connection. They show faith in a relationship and the desire to keep each other warm and protected. Now, number one on this list, I'll let you talk about. Number four, I'm not so sure about. So, and these are ones are okay with getting.
Yeah. So, I'm gonna start from the end of this. I appreciate the description, but the gift itself is, I don't know. I don't think so.
No.
So with this gift, I'm going to do like a Jeopardy and go backwards. You'd be promising your partner that you'll be present for them. You are giving them the gift of time by gifting a watch. So first of all, I don't know. There's nothing really romantic about a watch. One. Two.
No.
If you're going to get a nice watch, you're throwing down some big bucks. I mean, if that's where you're going to roll for Valentine's Day, awesome. But I don't know. I feel like people want something a little more soft and cuddly or delicious. I do appreciate the promising your partner you'll be present for them, but I also know in this day and age, I think taking yourself away from a schedule and letting yourself be in the present versus looking at what time it is and where to go next is probably a little bit more of a heart-filled gift. But hey, you know what? The opinions between on the Dave and Emily morning show do not represent the rest of the station and or anyone else. So those are just
right.
Humble opinions. Number three is scarves. Like Dave said, I kind of appreciate that because scarves can be warm and fuzzy, or scarves, if they're like fancy scarves, can be like really beautiful, right? So that could be a nice gift. I don't know. Number four, though, man, I don't know. Kitchenware?
No.
Despite the backlash against presents which are seen as functional or boring, kitchen utensils can let your partner know that you want to nourish each other's souls and create something together. Quote unquote, like spaghetti. I don't know. Apparently the person who wrote this likes spaghetti, but if you're going to go there and do like the nourishing route, I say go for, you know, buy a, you know, a meal for them, or actually gift them with some, you know, the fresh produce of something that you want to cook for them. Or I don't know, something like that, right? Like giving someone like a stirring spoon or like tongs or something.
Right.
The opposite of romantic.
Yeah. I don't think that should be on the good ideas for Valentine's Day. Now, we have the three worst Valentine's gift idea. I'm going to start off with number three. We're going to work our way backwards. Number three, bath salts is one of the worst Valentine's gifts. Salt is a cleanser and a purifier, so the gift of bath salts will help, you know, receive the receiver of getting rid of a negativity in a relationship. But I just don't think bath salts are the appropriate thing, and obviously our list agrees with that, so yeah. I never even would have thought about that, to be honest with you. Number two, I find interesting.
Booze, or alcohol, as it says here. The word alcohol comes from the Arabic word alcohol, which links to both early cosmetics and spirits. The word ghoul derives from the same source. It says, okay, but what if it was a really, really special pricey bottle? Okay.
Right.
People give... This is a weird list. I think people give a nice bottle of wine for Valentine's Day.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, maybe that's like outside of their description of alcohol, but even like one of those like fancy after dinner drinks, like a sweet chocolatey drink or something. I mean, I think that's really sweet. So I don't know. I'm just like, on that one.
Right.
I think alcohol is fine to give people if that's something people like.
I think alcohol is a much better idea than kitchen utensils, just saying. And that's, I'm going to go out with
the
that.
Receiver, I'd prefer like a nice little small little sweet chocolate after dinner aperitif than a spoon.
Right, exactly. And number one worst Valentine's Day gift is lingerie.
Lingerie.
The site's expert says since underwear covers most things, it represents a desire and certain things along those lines. And, you know, I get it. It's not the Valentine's Day gift. And so we'll just leave it at that. So, again, I question this list. I think the only thing on this list I would give anyone for Valentine's Day is probably chocolate.
Or chocolate booze.
Yeah, or chocolate booze. I'm still thinking a nice a bottle of wine would be appropriate. So, I tend to disagree with this list. I will just say that right now. But that's what was out there. And so that's what the experts say. And by no means am I an expert. So trust me, we're just going with that. Right, Emily?
Yeah, and this, I mean, they can call themselves experts all day, but this is just somebody else's opinions. You know?
Right.
I have to say, sure, that's fine. You know what? Having differing opinions out there is really kind of what makes humans keep ticking and keep talking, and, you know, debate is good. So that's all right. That's all right. If you guys want to be out there, we haven't heard.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where the action is in terms of texting, but want to let us know what you think would be, you know, a good or bad Valentine's Day gift, or a funny idea of something that maybe happened that bombed in the past, let us know. We'd love to mention it. We'd love to hear from you.
We definitely would. You can text us at 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app. And again, we're helping out all the pizza lovers this Valentine's Day. Win your date night dinner with a pizza from Papa Murphy's, now for the chance to win a lover's stay at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast. Do you want in? Use the free Civic Media app to text us this hour's keyword, and that is...
Sweet! S-W-E-E-T, sweet! So text that in to win. And also, we're having a flash sale. Do we need to mention that real quick, Dave?
Yeah, we'll talk. I'm going to announce it in a couple of minutes. Be ready. We're going to announce a flash sale from 7:30 to 8:30. We'll tell you what that is in just minutes. So stay tuned. Get ready to go to maxfmbigdeals.com. We have an hour-long flash sale. Be ready. And we
so many things.
Mm-hmm. No hints, so I'm going to behave. So, Emily, you'll be back.
Get textums ready. We got a lot of things to enter.
We're keeping busy this morning. So, Emily, you'll be back at 7:40. We'll talk about birthdays and anniversaries.
Sweet!
The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dave Grant, station manager for 99.7 Max FM. I recently got U.S. Cellular's home internet service from Cell Plus in Baraboo. The router was free, the setup was so easy, and the speed is incredible. I even rely on U.S. Cellular's home internet for my live morning show, whether from my house or from the cottage. Best part, the price is locked in for 3 years for $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Terms do apply. Go to your nearest U.S. Cellular authorized agent, Cell Plus, and check it out.
The Violet Sage in Baraboo has many gifts, tools, and services for the mind, body, and spirit, like jewelry, candles, incense, and more. They provide a long line of services such as readings, Reiki, a relaxing and detoxifying foot bath, scrub, and massage. Call 608-477-2192 to book a service or shopping appointment. Make sure to check out their website at theviolet sage.co. The Violet Sage at 417 Birch Street, Baraboo, helping others learn how to help and heal themselves.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
99.7 Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. Okay, do you want a chance to win pizza and an overnight stay at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast? We're giving away a pizza every day from Papa Murphy's Pizza right here in Baraboo. And the grand prize is an overnight stay at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast. You need to text in this hour's keyword, SWEET, SWEET, before 8 a.m. for your chance to win. Also, it is the Max FM BigDeals.com flash sale. Shop local and save big. You get 50% off a single admission ticket to the Snow and Glow Wellness Fair, February 22nd at the Lavelle Community Center. This is one ticket to the Snow and Glow Wellness Fair to help you connect, learn, and revitalize. The event is Saturday, February 22nd from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Multiple breakout sessions, and there will be free belly dance workshops and a nutritious lunch is included. This deal is good 1 hour only at MaxFMBigDeals.com. No code required. Get over there now. A limited time offer and limited quantities are available. Coming up, we will have a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
Enjoy delicious German and Mediterranean food right downtown in the Dells at one of the area's newest restaurants, Hofbräuhaus. Try one of 30 international beers featuring Germany's Weihenstephan, the world's oldest brewery. Why not order a flight of delicious beers or a glass of wine? Their unique food menu at this intimate establishment includes schnitzel, brats, gigantic pretzels, incredible shish kebabs, Turkish meatballs, and desserts. Your next magical dining experience awaits at Hofbräuhaus House on Broadway in Wisconsin Dells. Prost!
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide receive this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
Hi, this is John from the Habitat for Humanity Restore. You won't believe the variety of items we have with all your household and remodeling needs. Lawn and garden supplies, tools, appliances, home decor, furniture, everything you need for your kitchen, building materials, lighting, electrical, plumbing, and more. Before you head to the big box store, try the Restore. Best of all, every purchase and donation helps support our local community. Shop, donate, volunteer at the Habitat for Humanity Restore in Baraboo and Portage.
The Bucks, playing without Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard, head into the All-Star break with a win. 103-101 over Minnesota last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Brook Lopez hit a pair of free throws with 10 seconds left to pull out the victory. Gary Trent Jr. led the way with 21. Division 3 play, St. Norbert College rolled to a 99-60 victory over Lakeland, giving Gary Gresh his 400th career head coaching victory, 349 coming at St. Norbert, 51 at Lakeland. In women's college hoops, Marquette down Seton Hall 68-61. Brewers pitchers and catchers holding their first official workout at spring training in Phoenix today. Brandon Woodruff making his way back from shoulder surgery. He's set to pitch to hitters for the first time on Friday. The NASCAR Cup Series field gearing up for the Daytona 500 on Sunday. The drivers today battling in the duels at Daytona, pair of qualifying races for the big event on Sunday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to 1.25 inches and 20 feet long, ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For a heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
City weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 12 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, 4 below. Tomorrow, snow in the afternoon, and that snow will continue tomorrow night into Saturday, and it could be heavy with 4 to 6 or more inches possible by the time everything winds down late Saturday. You can be the barbecue master of your neighborhood with Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Wicked good at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 2 above.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM 735 on Thursday morning. Don't forget to text in SWEET, S-W-E-E-T, for a chance to win pizza and an overnight stay. Here is Poison on Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. 7:39 on Thursday morning. Poison, nothing but a good time. And that sums up the morning show with Dave and Emily every morning. And Emily, we have a chance for people to win pizza and an overnight stay. Let's talk about that. 20 minutes left to win.
Absolutely. We are helping out the pizza lovers this Valentine's Day. Win your date night dinner with a pizza from Papa Murphy's and enter for the chance to win a lover's stay at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast. Do you want in? Use the Civic Media app to text us the keyword SWEET. S-W-E-E-T, or as we say it around here, SWEET. Way too much fun with that word. Anywho, go ahead and use the Civic Media app. Text the word in SWEET to win Papa John's pizza today and be entered into the contest to win the overnight stay, which we will be announcing tomorrow evening on
Papa Valentine's Murphy's. Papa Murphy's. Papa Murphy's pizza. So text in SWEET via the free Civic Media app. We want to hook you up with pizza. We've already hooked up three people with pizza, Emily. We're going to get the fourth one hooked up today. We're excited.
Did you get invited over to their pizza party, Dave? Because I know that was part of your angle.
Not yet. No one's invited me yet, so we'll see what happens. Maybe yesterday's winner will let us know. We'll find out. So it's all good. So
that's not part of the contest.
No, it's not. We want to quickly clarify that is not. Also, flash sale over at MaxFM, BigDeals.com. Shop local, save big. Half off a ticket to the Snow and Glow Wellness Fair in Lavelle, February 22nd. These tickets are only $35, $17.50 till 8:30 this morning. No code required. So go over to MaxFM, BigDeals.com. Shop local, save big with our flash sale till 8:30 this morning. We have a lot going on today.
We got a lot going on. I mean, they must really think that we're like on top of it in the morning if we're able to like handle all these contests, all these text-ins, all these stories, Valentine's Day, flash sales. Just kidding. We're totally on top of it. We are. We're gonna give you all the chances to do all the cool stuff in this area because we love the morning show and we love to be able to share this with our listeners because we love you, and that is the kind of key theme of the week is love. So, but the key word of today is sweet. So text that in for sure. Hit up that flash sale, big deal of the day. And, I mean, you got so many chances to do cool stuff. So, yeah, do it. If you're up in the morning with your phone in your hand, do the stuff.
Right. And we're going to start celebrating celebrity birthdays. If you are celebrating or know someone that is, text us in now, 608-355-9970. All right, I'm looking on our birthday list, and Randy Moss, 48 years old, retired NFL wide receiver and Hall of Famer. Mena Servari, 46. We know her as Heather in the American Pie movies, Kevin Spacey's Downfall and American Beauty, and the star of the short-lived sitcom American Woman. Emily, who else do you see on our celebrity list today?
Oh my gosh, there's so many good ones. I'm going to start with Stocker Channing, 81, the first lady in the West Wing, and my favorite character, one of them in the entire world, is Rizzo from Grease. Rizzo was the best female character in that movie by far. A lot of feelings about that movie as I grew up with that, and it doesn't really hold true to the politically correct things now, but you know, whatever, it's the 80s. Henry Rollins. He's a spoken word poet, as we know, and lead singer back in the day of Black Flag. Who else we got? Freedom Williams. Oh, sorry. Henry Rollins is 64, so he's still going strong. Freedom Williams is 59, buffed rapper formerly in CNC Music Factory. Oh, that's a good one from back in the day.
Oh, you know what we're playing this morning?
Oh, you gotta.
Oh, yeah. We're doing it. I'm already working on it. And, you know, we're talking. Well, we got another celebrity music birthday. Peter Gabriel, 75 years old.
Oh my God.
The best lead singer, Genesis. And we know some of the hits like In Your Eyes, Sledgehammer, and Big Time. So I'm trying to figure out which one of those I'm playing this morning because that's what I'm looking at right now. So I know what I'm playing after CNC.
It's so hard. You've got to give all these people all these chances to win. Tell people about Valentine's Day. And now you got to mess with the playlist. Keep up with these birthdays.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing it on the fly.
Multitasking.
It's multitasking at its finest.
Wonder what the inside of Dave's brain looks like. It's probably like a bunch of just like fireworks going off and things.
Probably.
Like lots of sound effects, you know. Who else do we have here? Yeah, Peter Gabriel. That's a big one.
Huge.
Let's see. Kim Novak, 92, star of the 1958 Hitchcock classic Vertigo. That's a really good one. I'm a big Hitchcock fan. So if you haven't seen some of those old movies, man, check those out. Like that is suspense at its finest. Definitely. Who else do we have here? Did you already talk about Randy Moss?
I did. I mentioned Randy Moss.
Sorry,
yep.
I missed that one.
Oh, no, that's okay.
Kelly Hu is 57, X-Men 2 and The Scorpion King. More recently, she was Pearl on The Vampire Diaries and China White on Arrow. Both are really good series. I appreciate Arrow a lot because it's kind of a spinoff of, The Flash?
Yeah, I think so. That definitely sounds right. So,
yeah,
I'm going to go with that.
Yeah. I like those crossover things. I really do appreciate that. And the
Me
Marvel
too.
And DC, they do that crossover stuff. Not with each other, but just, you know,
right.
Their own stuff. Let's see. Who else do we have on there? Oh, no, that's a past
yeah.
one. But I am going to mention this one because we did have show talking about some of his show. Jerry Springer, babe, would have been 81 years old today.
Yes, he would have.
He passed last year.
Yep.
Yeah, do you... okay, we're not
going to
go along.
No, not going there.
He had that crazy talk show that we all remember and either love or don't love. But well, you know, that's an
interesting fact. Somebody I know was actually on that show.
No way.
So, yes. They were present at the show. They were not directly on stage, but they were present at the show. I'm not going to reveal who it is for their own sanity. But, yep, somebody I know was on that show, so I'm going to leave it there.
Wow, that makes you almost famous, Dave. I mean, we know you are famous. But
at least in my house, anyways.
What my parents used to say to me is, you're famous in your own mind. I was like, what does that mean? Now I know.
Right. Now you know. So I do have a couple of semi-local birthdays I do want to quickly mention before we have Ben Bromley slide in here. Mary Reynolds is celebrating a birthday, a good friend of ours, and she does listen where she's at sometimes on our streaming app. So want to wish Mary Reynolds a happy birthday if she happens to be listening this morning. Also, Todd Michaels Deering, happy birthday to you, buddy. He's at one of our sister stations in the Civic Media Network. Todd is an awesome individual. He's helped me out with a lot of things since I have come on board here full time. And he's an early riser like myself. And usually, if something's going on, one of the two of us are chatting back and forth about it. So I know he's doing his own show this morning as well. But I want to just say happy birthday, Todd Michaels. We appreciate you, buddy. Thank you for everything you do for us as well.
That's so nice. We also want to mention our sponsor, Baraboo State Bank. We appreciate you banking better together.
Most definitely. So they're going to be kitty corner from us at the Great Day Building and looking forward to that. We're going to talk a little bit more about Studio Move, maybe get some dates set here soon. So we'll talk soon about that. We're getting close. And don't forget, this hour's keyword is sweet, S-W-E-E-T, for your chance to win a Papa Murphy's pizza and an overnight stay at the Ringling House bed and breakfast. Also, go over to maxfmbigdeals.com for our flash sale. That is going on until 8:30 this morning. Half off a $35 ticket to the Snow and Glow Wellness Fair, $17.50 till 8:30 this morning. Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:10. We're going to talk about a certain vehicle that's been knocked off their throne.
Ooh, sweet.
Sweet. So we are looking forward to that. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Ben Bromley is going to step in just a moment. We are going to talk about why weekends are best in the Baraboo area. That is brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hungry for a delicious deal? Pizza Ranch in Baraboo has you covered. For just $20, grab a medium pizza, small cheesy ranch sticks, and our famous cactus bread. Or, if you're feeding a crowd, get two large pizzas for only $25. Your choice of single topping or specialty. It's a deal made for sharing. Don't forget, the fun zone is open, too. Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo and make dinner easy and delicious tonight.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM 748 on Thursday morning. Ben Bromley joins us from the Baraboo Chamber of Commerce, and we're going to talk about everything that's going on in the area this weekend. Good morning, Ben. How are you today?
Good morning, Dave. I'm ready for some Valentine's romance.
Indeed. It is that weekend. It's on a Friday, which makes it even better. I mean, that is just so cool. Now, I know you may not be spending Valentine's Day doing something special with your lovely wife. We'll find out. That could change, obviously, with the weather tomorrow
yeah,
night.
Exactly. So
you may be calling
indeed.
The basketball
we'll
game.
We'll see if that girl's game Friday night holds up. It's currently on the schedule. It's supposed to be senior night with Sauk Prairie coming to town. So I hope we're able to play it. It would be a shame to have to call that off.
Yeah, we're going to keep tabs on that. You know, it's a tough call at this point, and we'll let everyone know. We'll keep everyone up to date on that. But there are some cool things going on in the area this weekend. Let's talk about those.
All right, let's get into our Valentine's weekend calendar. It actually starts tonight. There's an event at Kunamichi downtown. It's a Potter pizza party. So this is a Dave Potter blues pizza party, so they're going to have obviously some pies and some blues from 6 to 8 downtown at Kunamichi.
Sounds like a great way to kick off the Valentine's Day weekend. It's going to be Valentine's Day on Friday. There's some great music going on in the area, and let's talk about it.
You bet. We got some music to talk about and some dinner specials, and I'm sure this is only a fraction of what's out there. Of course, a lot of our member restaurants have specials. Not all of them put them on our calendar. Of course, we encourage all of our members to post their events to the calendar at baraboo.com. But let's start with some live music out at Legacy Dinner Theater. You've got two chances Friday to see a Whitney Houston tribute. Vocalist Crystal Clark is going to be performing at both 2:30 and 7 p.m. at Legacy Dinner Theater on Friday.
That's going to be a great show. You want to get those tickets and you want to go see that. That is going to be a great experience on Friday. And we also have some other events going on. You know,
we got some more live music and some food, another combo here. They're going to be celebrating San Valentine's at Las Milpas Restaurant on 8th Street. That's going to go from 5 until 7. They're going to have Angela Puerta performing along with a special guest, and they have a bunch of dinner specials for Valentine's Day for San Valentine's Friday.
San Valentine's.
Yes. And, of course, we've also got a special at Ringling House Bed and Breakfast. They're doing a surf and turf dinner Friday night. That's going to start at 5:30 p.m., so they're going to... This is a pretty sweet menu. Zuppa Toscana, winter salad, surf and turf, chocolate mousse. Oh, baby, $60.
Great deal for some great food.
And now my personal favorite. Some of you may have seen us promoting this via the Chamber social media. It's karaoke night tomorrow night at Kanamichi. They're doing Sips and Serenades, Valentine's Karaoke, starting at 8 p.m.
That's going to be a lot of fun, so stop on down for that. Let's take a look at what's going on Saturday. Some more great music and some other events happening in the area as well.
Absolutely. As is often the case, we've got some adult beverages mixed with live music Saturday afternoon. Long Gone Henry will perform at Broken Bottle Winery from 1:30 until 4:30. And a little later on in the afternoon, Julie B. will be performing from 3 until 5:30 at Balanced Rock Winery. And then I could take you back out to Legacy Dinner Theater Saturday night. Children of the 80s will remember ELO.
Oh, yeah.
The Electric Light Orchestra tribute called Mr. Blue Sky will be performing at 7 p.m. Saturday night.
That's going to be great when you and I both remember ELO.
You know it.
And we have a few things going on Sunday as well. And one of these we are involved with from Max FM.
Oh, excellent. Well, we'll start out with local native Mike Droho. He'll be performing at Balanced Rock Winery Sunday afternoon. That's going to be from 2 until 4:30. And then I'll hand off to you here. There's a benefit concert planned Sunday afternoon. Red Higgins Country Music is going to be performing at the Civic Center for the Save Our Pool campaign. Please, Dave, tell me more.
All right, so we are a proud sponsor of this at 99.7 Max FM. The Baraboo Area Senior Center organization is going to have Red Higgins traditional country music. That is going to happen at the Civic Center Gym this Sunday. Tickets for this event, just $20. All proceeds benefit the Baraboo Outdoor Pool. And we're proud to be a premier sponsor of this event. And if you want to get tickets to this event, you can contact Basco at 608-356-8464. This is going to be a great event. I'm looking forward to that.
Absolutely. Great cause. That's a top of mind for a lot of people in the community right now.
Yeah, something so important to everyone in the area. So if you get a chance to come out and support that, please do. Plus, you get to listen to some great music. And we do thank Baraboo Area Senior Center for helping do this. This is something they obviously know how important it is to our community as well.
Outstanding. See, you got this under control. You don't need me, Dave.
Oh, we need you, Ben. It would not be the same without you. So we are so happy to have you here with us, as always. And you'll be back with us next Thursday at this same time.
You bet. Looking forward to it, Dave. Have a great weekend.
You too, as well. We will talk soon. The Weekends Are Best are brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hey, it's Trayton here, ready to save big while treating the family to some pizza fun. At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, kids eat free every Monday through Wednesday. Yep, that's right. From 11 a.m. to close, one paying adult gets a free kids meal. Make this week memorable with a family night out. Bring the whole crew, grab some pizza, and let the kids enjoy a free meal. Only at Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open too. Come on over, relax, and let Pizza Ranch take care of dinner. See you there.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM, 7:55 on Thursday morning. You have 5 minutes left to enter our keyword for your chance to win a Papa Murphy's pizza and an overnight stay at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast. You just need to text in SWEET, S-W-E-E-T, via the free Civic Media app before 8 o'clock this morning for your chance to win that Papa Murphy's pizza and an overnight stay at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast. We're giving away a pizza or a Papa Murphy's certificate every single day this week. We've given away three. We're giving another one away today, one more tomorrow, and you're entered in for our grand prize drawing for that overnight stay at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast. You need to text in SWEET, S-W-E-E-T, in the next 4 minutes for your opportunity to win. Also, go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. It is our flash sale. 50% savings for the Laval Community Center. We have a great event happening there. It's a Snow and Glow Wellness Fair. Those tickets are just $17.50 till 8:30 this morning. No code required at MaxFMBigDeals.com. We're celebrating a birthday with CNC Music Factory on MaxFM.
Shake your pants, take a chance. Come on and dance, guys. Grab a girl, don't wait, make a twirl. It's your world and I'm just a squirrel. Trying to get a nut to move your butt to the dance floor. So yo, what's up? Hands in the air. Come on, say yeah. Everybody over here, everybody over there. The crowd is live and I will fool this fool. Party people in the house, move. Upside down, easy now. Let me see you move.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Questions about Ukraine's future. President Trump has called Russian President Vladimir Putin to talk about ending the war, but he was noncommittal when asked if Ukrainian President Zelensky would play an equal role in the discussions. Tesla CEO Elon Musk speaking by video call at the annual World Governments Summit in Dubai, saying entire federal government agencies in the United States will soon be eliminated.
It's kind of like if they're leaving a weed, if you don't remove the roots of the weed, then it's easy for the weed to grow back. But if you remove the roots of the weed, it doesn't stop weeds from ever growing back, but it makes it harder.